But I'll bet you didn't know that two of the performers on that record were Jim Seals and Dash Crofts.
I did know that.
I thought I had you. Actually, I can't take credit for that, and you didn't tell me. The lovely Dave Fox told me that.
Oh,
he is lovely, but you are quite lovelier.
I understand.
25 after 8.
The continuing saga of Bubbles the Hippo.
Oh, boy.
Once again making banner headlines across the nation. California's freedom-loving hippopotamus is not only becoming difficult to catch, she's turning into an expensive project. 14 park rangers have spent the last 2 days trying to trap Bubbles the Hippo at the rate of $1,500 a day in overtime. The enemy now concedes Bubbles is one smart 2-ton hippo. And they may have to abandon their latest plans to capture her in a net baited with alfalfa. One ranger says when Bubbles last emerged from the 1.5-acre pond that she has made her home, she looked at the ropes in the net and stayed away. Says the ranger, I think she had the whole thing figured out. I'm beginning to wonder just what we're up against here with Bubbles the Hippo.
Just remember the old saying, build a better hippo trap and the hippo will trample away to your doorstep.
I suppose so.
826 at WPGC.
Washington temperature is 38 degrees, looking for a rainy day today, but tomorrow will be nice. Details on that a little later, in a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. The community group calling itself RAP Incorporated held a rummage sale yesterday to raise funds for the five families on 12th Place Northwest in the district who want to buy their homes. The families have staged suppers, bake sales, and a number of other activities, all to raise the money or face eviction. The publicity the families have received in the effort have brought results. Two savings and loan associations have offered to help, and offers of aid have come from all over. The contributions now total more than $3,000. The families had to raise $2,500 by today for deposits of deposit money. They need $6,750 by April 10th for the down payments. It looks like at least they met the one payment with the $3,000 only needing $2,500. More on that a little later. Enforcing Taft-Hartley and the coal miners. That story coming up on WPGC.
IFOs identify foreign objects. IFOs make savings for you and everywhere. They save gasoline and money and save energy every day. Fighting astronomical prices, their price can't always be right.
The greatest Toyota car and truck event of the year, Laurel Auto Parts Toyota Sell-A-Thon. From now through Saturday night, every Laurel Toyota in stock, priced to go now. If you ever wanted to own a new or used Toyota car or truck, there'll never be a better time than now during Laurel Auto Parts Toyota Sell-A-Thon. Laurel Auto Parts, Route 198 in Laurel, Maryland. Laurel's Toyota Sell-A-Thon means you're going to get what you asked for and maybe a lot more.
Identify foreign objects. IFOs at Laurel Auto Parts. IFOs.
The mechanics of enforcing the temporary federal court order to end the coal strike under the Taft-Hartley Act involves serving notices to the officers of the United Mine Workers. U.S. Marshals have been given the task of serving some 830 notices, and the first four were served last night to union officials in D.C. The marshals must serve officials of 789 union locals and 22 union districts and 24 members of the union's executive board. More notices will be served around the coal fields today, tomorrow, and possibly Sunday. The temporary court order was issued in Washington by U.S. District Judge Aubrey Robinson. Today's vote on a leadership-sponsored amendment to the Panama Canal treaties is expected to be a clue to the final vote on the treaties. It's the first time proponents of the treaties have given support to any alterations. Two of four cosmonauts aboard the orbiting Russian space lab are set to return to Earth today. At last report, they were already in their space capsule and getting ready for separation. The Fairfax County School Board has voted unanimously to close down Dunn-Loring Elementary School next fall. In a vote last night, the board decided to send Dunn-Loring students to Stinwood Elementary School, which is about three-fourths of a mile away. Some parents wanted the closing, fearing that it was becoming so small the children would be denied enough teachers. With the present enrollment of 184 expected to drop to 155, Dunn-Loring is the smallest school in the county system. Each week, WPGC awards $30 to the person who best expresses his view with a WPGC sound-off. This week's winner, Beatrice Zimmer of Falls Church, for her sound off about the killing of dolphins by commercial fishermen. Send yours to WPGC Sound Off, Box 8550, Washington, 20027. WPGC News, time is 8:29. Music, Stephen Bishop is in the studio working on the follow-up to his album called Careless. The new LP, due for mid-April release, will be titled Name Dropping. Science, a University of Connecticut research team, says it has developed a machine that uses ultrasonic vibrations to detect flaws in railroad tracks and can be used to prevent train derailments. Metro weather, well, the bad news is out your window. The good news will come by tomorrow. Rain today, with cloudy skies through tonight. High today of about 47 degrees, low tonight 37. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 57, possibly as high as 60, under the sunshine on Sunday. Eric Washington, temperature 38 at WPGC at 8:30.